American Language Course, Book 22, Tape 2C. Open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 2C. Look at Figure 1. Listen to these sentences that have adjective clauses in them. Then shorten them. Listen to the example first.
The woman who has that big dog doesn't like cats.
The woman with that big dog doesn't like cats. Now listen to a sentence and shorten it like the example. Change the adjective clause to a prepositional phrase with the preposition with. Then repeat your answers. Number 1.
Is the vehicle that has a flashing red light an ambulance?
Repeat. Is the vehicle with the flashing red light an ambulance? Number 2.
The man who has 9 children is retired.
Repeat. The man with 9 children is retired. Number 3.
It's a suggestion that doesn't have any disadvantages.
Repeat. It's a suggestion without any disadvantages. Number 4.
The woman who has the red hat is my aunt.
Repeat. The woman with the red hat is my aunt. Number 5.
It's a company that has branches all over the world.
Repeat. It's a company with branches. Number 6.
There's a bottle on the shelf that has poison in it.
Repeat. There's a bottle on the shelf with poison in it. Now turn to Figure 2. Here are more sentences with adjective clauses. Change the adjective clauses to prepositional phrases. Listen to the example.
The students who are in the office are waiting to see the supervisor.
The students in the office are waiting to see the supervisor. Now listen and shorten the sentence. Change the adjective clauses to prepositional phrases. Then repeat your answers. Number 1.
We bought it at the store that's on the corner.
Repeat. We bought it at the store on the corner. Number 2.
She's wearing a dress that came from the BX.
Repeat. She's wearing a dress from the BX. Number 3.
If you own a house that's inside the city, you must pay taxes.
Repeat. If you own a house inside the city, you must pay taxes. Number 4.
Please hand me that bill.
Repeat. Hand me that big red book on the table. Number 5.
The department store that's in the mall caught fire.
Repeat. The department store in the mall caught fire. Number 6.
We went to the restaurant that's across from the park.
repeat. We went to the restaurant across from the park. Look at figure 3. Repeat the underlined words and the sentences.
Number 1. Declared. Declared. War has never been declared. Between the two countries. Number 2. Voice. Voice. She has a very pleasant voice. Number 3. Entrance. Entrance. Meet me at the entrance to the building. Number 4. Difference. Difference. There's a big difference in the sizes. Number 5. Flames. Flames. I can see flames inside the building. Number 6. Entry. Entry. The day of his entry into the army was a happy one for Ted. Number 7. Lens. Lens. Wait a second. I have to change the lens on my camera. Number 8. Differs. Differs. The weather differs from one region to another. Number 9. Ran across. Ran across. I ran across her at the mall last Saturday. Number 10. Surprised. Surprised. No, I was very much surprised when they told me about it. Number 11. Exit. Exit. There's an exit at the other end of the building.
Look at figure 3 again. Listen to a sentence and match it with the sentence you see in figure 3. Write the letter of the sentence on the blank line. Let's do an example first.
Sentence A. How can we get out of here? This sentence matches with sentence 11. There's an exit at the other end of the building. Write letter A on the blank line in front of sentence 11.
Now continue with the rest of the sentences. Listen and match.
Sentence B. Look, there's a fire in the office building. Sentence C. These two sweaters don't look the same to me. Sentence D. Were you expecting to receive a promotion? Sentence E. The two countries have always had peace between them. Sentence F. Where do you want to meet? sentence G. I saw Susan last weekend. Sentence H. How's the climate in your country? Sentence I. She's been singing for 10 years now. Sentence J. Are you ready to take some pictures? Sentence K. How did he feel about going into military service?
Now let's check your answers in Figure 3.
Number 1 is E. The two countries have always had peace between them. War has never been declared between the two countries. Number 2 is I. She's been singing for 10 years now. She has a very pleasant voice. Number 3 is F. Where do you want to meet? Meet me at the entrance to the building. Number 4 is C. These two sweaters don't look the same to me. There's a big difference in the sizes. Number 5 is B. Look, there's a fire in the office building. I can see flames inside the building. Number 6 is K. How did he feel about going into military service? The day of his entry into the army was a happy one for Ted. Number 7 is J. Are you ready to take some pictures? Wait a second. I have to change the lens on my camera. Number 8 is H. How's the climate in your country? The weather differs from one region to another. Number 9 is G. I saw Susan last weekend. I ran across her at the mall last Saturday. Number 10 is D. Were you expecting to receive a promotion? No. I was very much surprised when they told me about it. Number 11 is A. How can we get out of here? There's an exit at the other end of the building. This was the example.
Look at Figure 4. This is a dictation exercise. You will hear some sentences 3 times. The first time, just listen. The second time, write the sentences. The third time, check your work. Now, listen.
Number 1. The jet was approaching the airport. Number 2. The summer holidays are near. Number 3. Which nurse is assisting today? Number 4. He re-enlisted for 5 more years. Number 5. What's that stuff on the table?
Now listen to the sentences again and write.
Number 1. The jet was approaching the airport. Number 2. The summer holidays are near. Number 3. Which nurse is assisting today? Number 4. He re-enlisted for 5 more years. Number 5. What's that stuff on the table?
Listen to the same sentences again and correct your work.
Number 1. The jet was approaching the airport. Number 2. The summer holidays are near. Number 3. Which nurse is assisting today? Number 4. He re-enlisted for 5 more years. Number 5. What's that stuff on the table?
Now look at the answer page for this tape and check your sentences. This is the end of tape 2C, book 22.